Good morning. Welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church prayer call. I'm Reverend Jabari Butler, and I am honored to lead you in this time of prayer. The focus scripture today, Psalms 56, 3 through 4, and it reads, "When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise, in God I trust. I am not afraid. What can flesh do to me?" One of the things that come to mind when I think about this particular passage, and as the author was wanting to us to understand the purpose and understand our place with God and drawing near to God, is that there are times in our life as we pursue the passion, the purpose, the things, the will of God, where things can turn awry. Things can be turned upside down, and these things can make us anxious. What can make us anxious? Job insecurity, business may be going off the tracks, expenses are piling high, debts, relationships, health, the overall economy. These are things that can tend to make us feel anxious about things in our life. And when anxiety kicks in, we tend to lose focus on things. Matter of fact, fear can kick in as well. And when fear and anxiety kicks in, then there's this wall that builds up between us and God, us and the things that we want to pursue, between us and the things that God has for us. These things can throw us off track. These things can cloud our judgment, and it can make us timid on making the next move that we really need to make to pursue what God really has for us. And what happens is that when we lose track, when we lose focus, we can feel like, you know what, I can't do it. I'm gonna give up. This is not something I can, you know, I thought about it, but you know what? Maybe this is not something I need to do because it's hard or it's difficult or whatever the situation is. And it could feel very real as well. It could feel very real. It could feel like, yeah, I need to stop because, you know, it's just too hard, too difficult. Things are happening. Looking around, I don't see really any good solutions right here. But let me encourage you. See, we can tend to seek security in the wrong things, or we can tend to seek security in temporary answers and solutions. But I'm telling you right now that when we tap into God's economy versus this economy, because there's two economies, right? There's God's economy and there's the world's economy. But in God's economy is God's love. And God's love is the core of what we want to hold on to. God's love is the one that will encourage us, to motivate us, and push us past our circumstances. God's love will surround us and protect us, you see. And when God's love fills our hearts and our minds, something that the world can't give and the world can't take away, when we have that in us, it's like fire shut up in our bones. And when that happens, your passion, your purpose can drive you past the circumstances, past the issue, past the anxiety. Yeah, you may feel the fear. You may feel the anxiety, but you'll do it anyway. And so this is what we want to focus on. Focus on God's love and focus on God's security. And when we do that, we realize that there's possibilities over there. We realize that whatever seemed to be challenging, yeah, it may still be a challenge, but I'm confident that I can do it. I'm confident that it can happen. Why? Because I'm confident in God's word, confident in God's approach to things, confidence in God's way, confident in God's wisdom. And when we focus on God's way, God's love, God's wisdom, then anything is possible. Nothing is impossible because God has plans for us. Plans to prosper, not to harm us, plans to give us hope in the future. And so we can have our security in God through Jesus Christ. When we do that, we'll move forward towards our purpose, towards our passion, towards what God has for us, and there'll be souls saved along the way. Because that's what it's all about. Whatever this is, the business, the job, the money, whatever, yes, we're to live the great things of life, but ultimately we want souls for Christ. And we have souls for Christ. That's where it counts. That's where it makes the difference. So I want to lift up this prayer to you. Hopefully that this is something that you felt impacted you in a way that gives you encouragement to know that God loves you, God cares for you, and God will never give up on you. Don't give up on God. No need to worry. No need to fear. Our God is with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So let us pray. Great and mighty God, thank you for this moment. Thank you for this season. God, we rest in knowing that your way is the right way. That even though challenges may come, situations may rise, debts, ceilings may get hit, but God, there is nothing that you cannot do except stop loving us. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the power that you've given us, the confidence, the reassurance, the security that we have in you, knowing that you're right there by our side every step of the way. God, your word says you are doing a new thing. So God, I pray that we have the faith, the courage to see the new thing, even when things don't look like it, even when things don't look right, even when things don't seem to line up. God, you said that all things work together for our good. And so, God, I pray right now, Lord God, that as somebody hearing this today, God, that you would encourage us, oh God, that you would continue to motivate us, oh God, that you allow us to increase our faith, oh God, in pushing forward and doing the things that you asked us, called us, pushed us to do. God, bless the work of our hands today. Bless our minds, our spirit, oh God. Impart wisdom into our lives, oh God. Impart a sense of courage, a sense of reassurance, knowing, oh God, that as we continue to move forward, we'll press our way, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that every single bit of activity, oh God, is being woven together into the fabric of what you call ministry, into the fabric of this life we call a Christ life. We thank you, Lord God, for your Son who died for us, oh God, that we might be saved, transformed, healed, oh God, and stay the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that it would not come near us, oh God. None of the plans, oh God, that the enemy has for us to stop this advancement, oh God, we pray, oh God, that right now it is cut off in Jesus' name, oh God. God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that ideas are bursting forth as I preach, as I say this right now, God, that ideas and inventions and opportunities, oh God, are coming forth, oh God, as I pray this prayer, oh God. As I say this even now, God, somebody is being transformed, being encouraged, oh God, to not give up, to not throw in the towel. You fashioned us, oh God, to give you praise and glory and honor, oh God. You created us, oh God, to worship you, oh God, in spirit and in truth, oh God. So God, I thank you in the name of Jesus that as we are here today, God, that we'll continue to seek you, to seek you first, to seek your love, to seek your way, oh God. And God, I pray, God, that somebody will be touched in a way that only you would get the glory. You get the credit, God. Do what we know you can do, oh God. Show up and show out like you always do. We're careful, God, to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor that is so due your name. We thank you, Lord God, for the angels that encamped about us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as we worship you, oh God, as we praise you, oh God, we glorify your name today, that you would hear our prayer. Receive it today, God. And we thank you, God. We love you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining us today. I pray that you have a blessed and prosperous day. And we look forward to you joining us this coming Sunday, or join us in person online, or come back here on Wednesday for prayer. God bless. Take care.